Cleaning out yesterday's junk is as important as the things we do the rest of the day. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We are doing the fourth part in the series, The Temple of Your Soul. And just to summarize, when we talk about the temples that stood in Jerusalem over 2,000 years ago, we explained that the temple and its rituals were really a formula for the temple that we build in our own soul, in our own body. We are the builder and we construct the temple as God dwells within us, just as he did within the temple. So today I wanted to talk about the first ritual that used to take place every single day in the temple. It was a ritual called Trumat HaDeshen. Essentially, during the day, there were various different sacrifices that were offered up on the altar in the temple. The symbol of sacrifice, of course, a complicated thing to understand, but the symbol of sacrifices for us is about elevating and channeling the animalistic self. We all have an animal within us towards a higher purpose and a higher meaning. But every single day, the first ritual of the day was to go up the ramp onto the huge altar of the temple and to take some of the ashes off the altar and put it in a special place, to clean out the ashes, so to speak, from the altar. And then there was different ways how they would take out all the ashes and so on and so forth. But there was a symbolic ritual about cleaning out the ashes at the beginning of the day. Now, this was considered an important ritual. It wasn't just about cleaning up so that everyone could do their job during the day. But just like the rest of the day, the rituals of the temple needed kohanim, needed special people, special priests. In order to do it, they were the ones to kindle the candelabra. They were the ones to offer up incense. They were the ones to bring sacrifices and pour wine and libations on the altar and so on and so forth. The first ritual of the day, Trumat HaDeshen, taking out the ash, was also required a kohen. It required a special person, no different. It was considered holy, a holy task. It was considered part of the avodah, the ritual service of the day. What's the idea behind this? What's the formula? The formula is such an important concept. We are, each one of us, we are the Kohen, we are the priest in our own temple. We serve God each day. We live a life of purpose and meaning. We elevate the world around us. We give up certain things that stand in the way. We try our best. We elevate ourselves. We kindle the menorah. We kindle the candelabra. We kindle our own soul, which is like a flame, and so on and so forth. But when we start the day, and in fact, just to emphasize this idea that we are like the Kohen, the rabbis teach us one of the things we do each day is we wash our hands in the morning, a special way, with a cup three times on each hand. That is done partly because we are like the Kohen, and just like the Kohanim in the temple used to wash their hands in a special spiritual way from the sink that was in the temple yard, we too wash our hands. So we start the day, but what is the first thing we need to do when we wake up? You're ready. We're ready to face this day. We're ready to create a temple. Like I said, the temple of our soul. The first step is to let go of the nonsense of yesterday. Not the good stuff. The good stuff we take with us. The good stuff we learn from. But we need to get rid of the nonsense and the baggage of yesterday. Why? Because in order to succeed today, we need to view today as a fresh day. In order to succeed today, I cannot be defined by things that happened yesterday. I cannot be defined by the squabbles that I had yesterday with other people. I cannot be defined or take into today the anger and the resentment that I built yesterday when someone insulted me or I had a difference of opinion or a conflict with someone. I cannot take with me into the day today the stuff I might have said to someone or the stuff they said to me or the things I might have failed at or the anger, my temper that I lost and the rumination in my mind about something someone said and all of that stuff. The jealousness of yesterday, the resentment of yesterday, the failures of yesterday, the anger of yesterday. Because if I take it into today, it's going to inform, it's going to define how today's day works out and today's day is going to be very limited and held back by all the toxicity and all the negativity of yesterday's day. When we wake up in the morning, we have explained many times that God gives us back our refreshed soul. We say, Morde Ani, acknowledging that it's a fresh day. How do I know that? How do I ensure that it's a fresh day, the first ritual of the day is Trumat Chadesh, and I'm going to take out the ash, the leftovers, the toxicity, the nonsense, the garbage, the stuff that has to be thrown away. All has to be done at the beginning of the day, left behind for the yesterday to deal with. Now, there are things that are left over that I need to deal with, I need to resolve conflicts, whatever the case is. So I set aside a time, I designate a process to do that carefully and respectfully, but it cannot sit there with me. Because if it sits there with me, then today's day, I cannot fill my potential. When I start each day, it needs to be a clean, pure day so that the potential is infinite. Of course we fail. Of course, but yesterday I did make mistakes. But we know that one of the fundamentals of Jewish thinking is that we make mistakes, we have to take responsibility for those mistakes, but never to be defined by those failures. So not to define ourselves by those failures means to learn the art of taking out the ash. Learning the art, before I start today's rituals, to let go of yesterday's. Such an important process and such an important first step to building the temple of our soul. Let's reflect on that. Let's meditate for a few minutes and just understand how that process works. Being in a comfortable place, as always, just try and relax, close your eyes, become aware, and turn your attention to your breathing. Breathe in, breathe out, just for a few times, just to be aware, to be conscious. As you continue to focus on your breathing, I want you now to breathe more deeply. I'm going to ask you to breathe deeply and hold it there for a little bit, and then slowly breathe out. And as you do, try to feel that sensation of letting go as you breathe out the stuff you've held onto, the breath you've held onto. So breathe deeply in, 2, 3, 4, slowly breathe out. Take a deep breath, hold, 2, 3, 4, slowly breathe out. Breathing in, hold, 2, 3, 4, slowly breathe out. Do this a couple of times, and as you do it, try to pay attention to the sensation and the feeling of letting go. You breathe in deeply, hold it there, you tighten up, and then you slowly let go. Our breathing is our soul. Neshima in Hebrew is breath, which is the same words as neshama. Our soul is pure. Our soul as an infusion of infinite godliness. Our soul gives us that kickstart each day to achieve purpose, to achieve meaning, to achieve our potential in our unique way. Its opportunities are endless. Each time we breathe, we absorb a new energy of life. But part of that process is exhaling, to let go, and to feel the sensation of letting go. Just try and do it again. Breathe in, hold, 2, 3, slowly breathe out. Try this for a few times, and each time just feel that sensation. Keep doing that for a bit. Each time you breathe out, think of letting go hate, challenge, arguments, failures, all the toxicity of yesterday. and start fresh. Come back to where you are and just remember this can be done any time during the day. There are lots of times during the day where suddenly we become frazzled, we become disturbed, confused. We need to stop, take out the ash, breathe in, feel the sensation of letting go, and in your mind just let go of everything and start fresh. Have a wonderful day.